0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and try it.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Monday, starting out a new week. The murder of the Dugan, Alexander Dugan's daughter, you would pronounce it in English. Her name would be Daria Dugina. But this is Alexander Dugan. He's a philosopher out of Russia. Some claim that Dugan is Vladimir Putin's brain, which is not true. But his philosophy, yes, definitely has influenced Vladimir Putin and even many nations internationally. But we'll go start with his daughter and what and how she was murdered. The investigation was concluded by the Russian, Federal Security Service. It's been established that the crime was prepared and committed by the Ukrainian Special Services. This is this is today's article out of whatdoesitmean.com. And I'm going to read, and I'm going to kind of quote a few things here. The perpetrator that committed the act, the murder, was Volvik Natalia Pavlovna, and arrived in Russia on the 23rd. That would be what, roughly 3 days ago? No. July 23rd, about a month ago, with her daughter. And in order to organize the murder of Daria Dugina and obtain information about her lifestyle, they rented an apartment in Moscow in the house where where Dugina lived. I have too many names here. On the day of the murder, Volk and her daughter were at the Tradition Library and Musical Festival, where Dugina was present, was honored as a guest. It was a controlled explosion of a Toyota Land Cruiser driven by Dugan on the 21st of August, yesterday. And the murderer and her daughter left through Pskov region to Estonia. It's estimated and emphasized that the criminal used a Mini Cooper to monitor the journalist when entering Russia. They used plate numbers, blah, 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 in Moscow, and then in Kazakhstan, numbers, blah, 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 and left the Ukraine with numbers, blah, blah, blah. So three different license plates in response to the socialist colonial support, Ukraine supported Ukraine regime, murdering this Daria Dugin, now is being blamed on either Vladimir Putin or Dugina's father, which is absurd. Now, she was sent in from Ukraine. She was trained by whom? Yes, a Ukrainian secret service. But who trained them and who really did the training? Because this was, she had ice in her blood to be able to do this, no problem. And she had to have an exit strategy. Who could have been involved? Yes, not really only Ukrainian officials, CIA equivalent, but it would have to be also, in my estimation, an American CIA operation in conjunction with forces, assassination forces, teams out of Ukraine and other areas, Estonia, other places, to get this girl back. Why would they want to get her back so quickly? Because if she were to fall into the hands of the Russian authorities, they would extract every single thing that she knows, who she works for, who she worked with, why, everything. So it was an in, set the murder up, blow the car up. And I'm not sure that she is the one that actually put the explosives on the vehicle. She was just informing probably somebody as to the location and the movements of Daria. Somebody else planted the bomb. I don't believe it was this woman and her daughter. Someone else was involved with that. So why is this important? What about this daughter? Why a target? It's definitely a message being sent to her father. What is it with her father? Why such a interest in Alexander? Because I'll tell you why. This is out of cityjournal.org. So is Mr. Alexander Dugin, is he the brain behind Vladimir Putin? No. Has he influenced Vladimir Putin? Yes. We'll talk about this in a second. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Hello, I'm Devin McKenna with Play It Fun Word, your new traveling carnival. Please check us out at playitfunword.com or call to book me at 602-402-2642. I do festivals, birthdays, block parties, corporate events, kid at heart parties, summer and day camps. Anything your mind can imagine, I will do it. Play It Fun Word, the party you never had. At playitfunword.com, 602-402-2642.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in Northern Colorado.
Spirits Music Hall, your destination for great live entertainment. With amazing performances every weekend and karaoke on Thursdays. This weekend, Saturday, August 27th, making their return to the Spirit Stage, the Joy Jackson Band, led by powerhouse vocalist Joy herself. For more information or to buy tickets online, go to spiritsmusichall.com and click on the events list. That's spiritsmusichall.com.
Yeah. Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say, my guys aren't going down there? Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Dugina. So her father, okay. Now, this really, her assassination was really directed at her father. And the reason being is because Alexander Dugin is a nationalist, and he has influenced Vladimir Putin to be into nationalism in Russia. This is why Russia presently is so powerful. Also, Dugin, also in a CNN interview, talked about Donald Trump. He is a supporter of Donald Trump, nationalism. So you can see the New World Order, why they are doing everything possible to destroy nationalism in Russia, in America, internationally. So Russia, the move into Ukraine, number one, CIA-funded training plans for a Nazi regime in Ukraine. Russia cannot go for that. Secondly, the NATO moving east to Ukraine, wanting to possibly bring Ukraine into NATO. Vladimir Putin can't go for that. And other reasons. Thirdly, Russia cannot allow the expansion of the United States and her world hegemony objectives into Eastern Europe, because as Dugin points out, the only nation that is supporting or that is protecting Eurasia from the interests of England and America is Russia. And this is why after the after Soviet Russia or the Soviet Union was disbanded, immediately the CIA, American military, had plans to begin to expand NATO. During the Clinton administration, it was agreed Boris Yeltsin, not to expand NATO eastward. At the end of Clinton's administration, that plan had been scuttled, and the plan to move NATO eastward had begun. This is another reason why Russia just couldn't wait, had to respond. Eurasia is being protected by Russia as a landmass. America, I'll have to think about this before I present it to you. With Dugin, again, he has argued that Eurasia is the only hope against the West's global dominance. That right there makes him a target. And he said the difference between these two civilizations is philosophy, definitely, and also military might, objectives of the American unipolar nations, whereas Russia is multipolar in its belief. Russia doesn't need to be part of a global empire. This is one of Dugin's philosophies. Russia doesn't need to be part of a global empire because Russia in itself is a global empire, is an empire. It is the empire that really is, to a great degree, the heart of Central Asia, which extends into almost, well, definitely into Western Europe. Russia and Germany, there was a great fear that if these two nations could join together, you have the political, economic power of Germany, technical power, with Russia, with her resources, there's no stopping these two nations should they at some point decide to work together. This is absolutely against any foreign policy that the United States could. They can't go for that. So this is why the attack on Dugin. And Dugin, he gives a thought. You know, you had Sparta, and you had, Sparta and Atlanta? Well, these two civilizations. Sparta would be Russia, whereas America, they would be the Atlantis, which would be Athens and Sparta. Athens would be America and England, Britain, whereas Sparta would be basically Russia. And the differences between these two systems is not compatible. And Dugin knows that Ukraine is the center of, or the target for America, Britain, because it is such a big landmass right at the bottom of Russia, adjacent to Russia and border. And if America and the unipolar West could get Ukraine, there would be no hope for Russia. And Russia knows this. Russia can't allow it. Again, with multipolarity, Russia doesn't need a global system. It in itself is a global power. It doesn't need to join into global interests of the West. So anyhow, this is why Vladimir Putin has been influenced heavily by Dugin, and the influence of his philosophies on Vladimir Putin equates to Russia making the decision, a strategic move that has been a great move on Russia's part to stop globalists from moving further toward Central Asia. It's put a, you might say, it's a big roadblock. And Putin cutting off the fuel, gas, oil to the West, which makes sense, has hurt Europe, Western Europe, immensely, has hurt that economy immensely. It has strengthened Russia financially, economically, politically. It's given Vladimir Putin, because of the globalist objectives of America and the NATO nations, the European nations with NATO, the other nations in the old Soviet bloc that are wise to America's objectives have realized that if they don't work with Vladimir Putin diplomatically in every way, that they are going to become vassal states. And it really means just that, vassal states. China knows that if Russia is taking out Russia. China is going to have a tough go of it. So in a sense, Russia and China working together really puts a halt to expansion of the globalist objectives from the West into that region and further east and into the Mideast and into Africa. So China and Russia at this point are the two nations, the main nations that are working diplomatically and in other ways with the nations that have not decided to go along with the globalist plans of America. America, yes, right now America will use the European nations, will use NATO for their objectives. But once those objectives of this country are realized, what is going to happen is America will go into Ukraine and Central Asia and will have finally the opportunity not just to control the oceans, which we presently control, but we don't control the land masses, especially that big, vast area of land called Eurasia, which is China, Central Asia, the Western European nations, and the nations in the Middle East, down to Africa. Whoever gets Eurasia, or who gets Central Asia, gets all of Eurasia. The British, I forgot the name of the man who presented that principle back about 1900, and it was true. That is the key to world hegemony, to absolute total world hegemony, the Western world and the Eastern world. And America knows to control China, you have to control Central Asia because it stops expansion from China. And whoever can control that region, the resources are phenomenal. And this is eventually America's plan in the objective for world hegemony. America's not stopping with just controlling the European nations and NATO and a scattered military throughout the world, a scattered presence. Not happy with that. America, this is why America, I believe, pulled many of the, abandoned to a degree, Afghanistan, because the American Pentagon strategies realized that Ukraine, it's been a strategy for 50 years, back to the Clinton administration before that, but it couldn't come into it, actually since World War II. But the time was right. But Russia was ready, because Russia had Vladimir Putin, who had been influenced by Dugin, and in the philosophies of Dugin, nationalism to any nation is extremely important. You don't really have nationalism in many of the European countries because they've allowed, you know, migration through their borders. Yes, they have, on paper, they have borders, but really the cultures are being being absorbed into a big mass of a group of 20, 30, 40 different cultures, and everything is just blending together. You don't have a distinct culture anymore. We still in America, to some degree, we are, those of us that are, let's say, from 40 on up, we still have the cultural America. We know what America is as a culture. Probably going to 35, 30, not so much. These younger people don't really understand what America is and has been and was as a culture. They're losing it. They don't understand it. But we who are older, we know the freedoms. We've experienced the freedoms of the 50s, of the 60s, of the 70s, prosperity, being able to jump from job to job, whatever we wanted to do as far as our abilities. We could do whatever. You want to be a professor? You can be educated, become a professor. You want to drive a truck? It didn't matter. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Now, the coming war with the nations surrounding Israel, attacking Israel. We'll talk about that in a little bit. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Nil desperandum, never despair. That is the motto for you and me. All are not dead, and where there is a spark of patriotic fire, we will rekindle it. Samuel Adams.
Don't be a lawn chair Larry. Be a lawnmower man and boost your curb appeal and time enjoying your lawn with Honda HRN Series Lawnmower. HRN mowers feature a powerful Honda engine that helps tackle the toughest mowing conditions. Dual-lever height adjustments that allow you to lock in mowing height with two simple levers and exclusive twin blades that result in finer clippings and less time emptying the bag. At Mack Equipment, they are proud to offer some of the finest outdoor power equipment from top brands. They carry lawnmowers, snow blowers, generators, water pumps, chainsaws, and countless other items. Their selection ranges from homeowner to heavy-duty commercial equipment. Stop by Mack Equipment today, located at 2116 West 1st Street in Loveland or 715 South Main Street in Longmont, or visit them online at MackEQ.com. Their number is 970-593-9421. Give Mack Equipment a call.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
How much is our government hiding from us? What's the truth about COVID-19? Are climate engineering operations robbing our rain? If you want answers, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Sundays at 1 p.m. on KHNC 1360 AM.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
What they do? They shout it in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They shout it in your face.
It's what it's about, backstabbing. So, the campaign to demonize Alexander Dugin, blaming him, stating that he may have had a hand in his daughter's death, and also using it to demonize the Putin, Vladimir Putin individually. They have no reason to assassinate this young girl. Don't need to. Vladimir Putin is winning the war in Ukraine. Ukraine is, if without American support, without military strategists, without the mercenaries coming in from all over the world, Islamic, non-Islamic, from France, from Germany, attempting to keep the Nazi Azov battalion, the Nazi influence alive. But eventually, Zelensky, this beggar, like I said last week, all he does every time he is in the media, he is reprimanding the governments of Europe and NATO for not supplying more money, more weapons. He's a beggar. He is the beggar of the world right now. But the United States, we will continue to dump billions of dollars in Ukraine because we'll keep this war going for another 10 years to do everything possible to destroy Russia. Russia is the roadblock to American world hegemony. Without Central Asia, America can never control the world internationally. And the Bible says that America will be able to bomb the nations, destroy the nations. The big tool in her arsenal is not atomic weapons. The tool, like I stated a couple of months ago, is the weather warfare weapons. These are the weapons. Whoever controls the weather can present themselves to the world to be God. And the governments, the military governments, DARPA, all of the governments in this country, they study the Bible. When Christ stilled the waves, stopped the wind, the waves became calm. That right there is the tool that the globalist devil worshipers have always sought. The way to control weather. When God caused the winds to come and part the seas, the Red Sea, when the children of Israel crossed out of Egypt into the desert, God used weather to cause that event, to allow them to come across dry land. And then Pharaoh's army still followed to try to destroy the Israelites, and the waters swallowed them up. This is the coming technology that Antichrist will use. And in the book of Revelation, it is there. It shows that Antichrist will cause fire to come down from heaven. And the technology in Antichrist's arsenal, that is the main way in which to destroy the nations. Now, with the assassination of this young girl, trust me, it may be that she has escaped back to Ukraine, and I have a feeling she's going to disappear. I have a feeling she might be MK Ultra, along with her daughter. She's an operative who trained her. Was it the Ukraine intelligence forces, or was it CIA? Who has the best MK Ultra technology, or not technology, but methods? All the nations have it, but we have perfected it. These people in the CIA, in DARPA, in all these programs, like the Bourne Supremacy, in a sense, in that vein, they can put in multiple personalities. One personality they can put in is assassins. They can put in a personality of a journalist, of a, you name it, whatever occupation. They can give that person that type of occupation, a brilliant physicist. This girl may never, ever see the light of day. Once she's now back in Ukraine or wherever she's hidden, they may just say, well, okay, she served the purpose. We don't need her anymore. We don't need her daughter anymore. She may never resurface. But was she MK Ultra? I think so. You have to have nerves of steel. And you can only have nerves of steel to do something like that with some type of MK programming. Now, while that's taking place in Israel, Israel has her military is balanced defensively and offensively. Israel's military has never been as balanced as it is presently. In defense, they can stop anything coming in through the air. They are able to catch terrorists within. They know everything taking place within. It's really a panoptic nation. They watch everything. They hear everything. They defensively, you can't do anything in Israel if you're a terrorist of any kind without the Israeli Mossad and the government knowing about it. Offensively, they've never been so strong offensively. And this is beginning to trouble the Islamic forces, the terrorist forces, Jihad, Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them. Because they know Israel's technology, they know Israel's ability to strike back quickly is they're too fast. They're like a leopard. They're in and out. They can't be caught. They're not seen. They're not watched. They can't be observed. We're going to talk about that in a second because that war with Israel and the surrounding nations is coming. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
Well, I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
It's electrifying!
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-0623. 3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693. Or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
Dad, Bob broke your beer!
No, I didn't. Doug broke it.
It was you.
Clean up the mess, boys.
I want two hoses to get me a fresh case of beer first thing in the morning.
You're going to drive me to drink, drive me to Country Liquors, eh? Located at 105 East Highway 2 in Kingsburg, right in the middle of town. Proud sponsors of Fake News Friday on every Friday from 2 to 4. Never drink and drive.
Save one of those beers for me, eh?
Don't wreck our show, you hoser.
Stop the thing that you do. I said, oh.
So what we're watching is we're watching American operations right out in the open and using other nations like MK Ultrad people out of Ukraine sneaking into Russia, killing someone, sneaking through a group of nations back to Ukraine, and that person probably and her daughter, they're not going to live a happy life. Because they are presently being hunted down. And don't think that Russia doesn't have operatives in Ukraine. Oh, don't think that. No way. Don't think that there are other nations working with Russia to help find this individual. Because they would like to interview her and find out who exactly was behind all this. Then going back to Israel, all this ties in together. America's globalist objective cannot, America cannot have world hegemony without owning Ukraine and destroying Russia, taking over that area for resources. We can't do it. We cannot, it's, we're able to control the oceans, the people of the world through sea, but we really want to actually control them land-wise through Central Asia. Then going back to Israel, there is a coming war that's going to take place. The Islamic terrorists, Hezbollah, Hamas, all of them, they know that Israel's getting stronger, more sophisticated, and they're going to have to react here before long, and they don't have a choice. Another thing too is the Palestinian issue. The Palestinian issue is they are once again pushing for a Palestinian state. This is not going to go away either, and Israel cannot agree with it. But going back to the balance in Israel's military. Defensively, offensively, they are very balanced. They are very strong and powerful. No one, not even Iran, is going to be able to interfere with Israel's, well, Israel, at some point, they're going to have to attack. And when they attack, Israel is going to invade Jordan, the nation of Jordan, to the east, because Israel has to needs more real estate, and it's going to happen very shortly. I'm watching what's happening with the little provoking attacks by the people out of Gaza Strip, just all over Israel, terrorist attacks. Then it was, what is his name? The head of the PLO now. I'm going to just read this to you briefly, because this is the kind of, talk about, oh my goodness. I have it buried. Now I'm going to have to forget about it. But the head of the PLO right now, the head of the Arab, what is his name? He just said that Israel is responsible for 50 genocides, 50 holocausts toward the Arab people. Well, that's not going to sit too well with the people of Israel, not going to sit well with the Israeli government. They're not going to allow the PLO to have any more power, and there's going to be some retaliation with that kind of rhetoric. But there's a war coming, and I'm trying to think, well, when is it coming? When is it coming? That I can't tell you. I'm thinking that with what's happening in this country, President Trump, Donald Trump, is his, the biological clock, not on his life physically, But his political, biological clock is ticking down. There is going to come a day his political career is going to be over. I don't think that's going to be through his death. I think it's just going to be that something in this country is going to change, and it's not going to matter. Elections are not going to matter any longer. Just not going to matter. I feel that this election coming may be, if it even takes place, which I believe that it probably will, but even if it does take place and people, new seats in Congress, House, Senate, local races, if the conservatives are victorious, what is going to happen? Let's say that chaos and more shootings and more riots and more destroying of downtown areas of the big cities in this nation, would that be part of a strategy by the continuity of government to just seize everything, stop everything, not allow men and women who win these new positions in office to take their seats in the political parties or whatever seats they have won? I don't know. But I think that this coming year, next year, it could be that with what I'm watching in the Middle East with the forces and the groups that hate the nation of Israel, I think next year is going to be a volatile year in the Middle East, and I wonder if this will be the year when Israel makes the decision to go ahead and clean house and clean out these groups from the nations surrounding Israel. We're going to have to see, but I suspect what I'm watching is getting to be pretty intense.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360 KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tactical Civics at tacticalcivics.com. We the people, for the first time in a long time, are joining together to enforce what we stipulate in the Constitution. It is proper law enforcement. Whether you're old, young, or too busy, America needs you. You can be a part of the people's grand jury or militia. The Republicans are not going to save us. It's up to us now to do what we should have been doing all along. Join us at tacticalcivics.com.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have.
Okay, I found the article I was looking for out of Breitbart.com. Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas tells German Israel tells Germany, Israel committed 50 Holocausts. This is not good. Palestinian Authority leader Mahmoud Abbas told the Germans that he told the president, Chancellor Olaf Scholz, that Israel committed 50 Holocausts. The remark came at a press conference at the Chancellery, and it was the 50th anniversary of the Munich massacre, which will take place this month. In 1972, the Palestinian terrorists from Black September Group, they broke into the Olympics. They killed some athletes, killing two, taking other hostages. And when he was asked whether the Palestinian leader had planned to apologize to Israel and Germany for the attack ahead of the 50th anniversary, Abbas responded instead by citing allegations of atrocities committed by Israel since 1947. I have 50 slaughters that Israel has committed, 50 massacres, 50 slaughters, 50 Holocausts, he said, taking care to pronounce the final word in English. Scholz later expressed regret about Abbas's remark and is being criticized in Germany, in the German media, for not doing so immediately. So the head of the Palestinian people makes this kind of a statement, and I don't like to say this, but I have to say it. Will there be a Palestinian state? No, because the terrorist groups are going to continue to provoke Israel, and they are ruining any chances that there may have been to have a Palestinian resolution. By continuing to attack Israel, they are continuing to undermine the girders of the Palestinian Authority. And they're going to continue to do it, and eventually Israel is going to respond by taking out all of the terrorist groups in Lebanon, in Syria, in the nation of Jordan, down in the Gaza Strip, and in southeast Israel. Any terrorist groups, Israel is going to respond, and that in itself will be the final nail in the coffin for the Palestinian Authority. Any hopes for Palestinian Authority having a solution, a Palestinian state, they're going to destroy it themselves. There's no need for Israel to do anything except just wait, because the terrorist groups are going to attack Israel. You may not like it, but blame the terrorist groups for what is going to happen when Israel responds. Israel has been showing great restraint, but there's going to come a day when Israel is not going to show any restraint. And the European nations, the NATO nations, America, no one is going to interfere when Israel decides to retaliate against terrorist groups surrounding her territory. No one's going to interfere. It is a prophecy in the Bible that has not been fulfilled yet. And the reason it hasn't been fulfilled is every time there's an attack, the United Nations, America, European nations get involved and force Israel to back off. This coming attack, Israel will not back off. So I thought, to close out, this is how we know that we're getting near to the great Russian war, when Russia will attack Israel. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth. Talk to you tomorrow. KHNC.com for podcasts.
KHNC, my truck broke down. I knew it was time to get a new one, and I knew there was only one place I was going to go. Steve and Mike over at the Ramsey Auto Group. So I gave them a call at 970-443-5654, and I went down to their new location at 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley. They gave me a tremendous trade-in value for my old truck, which didn't even run, and then they set me up with a new truck that I love. The process was seamless and easy. They took great care of me. Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley, 970-443-5654.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, When people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.